Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. And it does appear that our dear President Trump got the message from last Tuesday's election loud and clear. He just announced what may be the single most brilliant political chess move ever. This is absolutely astonishing. I don't know if you saw this yet, but Trump just forced Democrats basically into defending big insurance companies. The very corporations that disaffected, independent populists despise, right? It actually looks as if Chuck Schumer more or less just walked straight into a trap, and he's already beginning to signal that he's absolutely done with this. So first, here's what happened. Again, this is so brilliant. So as you all know, the government shutdown is now the longest shutdown in our nation's history. It continues to linger on. And as it's been grinding on, largely because the Democrats have demanded that Obamacare subsidies be extended to the tune of literally several hundred billion dollars indefinitely. Now, what's so fascinating here is beyond the whole issue of illegals getting covered. What's fascinating is Obamacare by its nature is basically a slush fund for insurance companies. So every single major insurance company out there supported Obamacare. And that's because the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, transformed health insurers into major beneficiaries of government spending, right? So since the ACA's enactment in 2010, health insurance company stocks have dramatically outperformed the broader market. So it's not just health insurance premiums that have been skyrocketing. It's also health insurance stock prices. They've surged over 1,000% from 2010 to 2024, more than four times the S&P 500's growth during that same time period. So we're talking hundreds of billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars flowing into these insurance companies. And just yesterday, Schumer blinked. He was the first one to blink. Rookie mistake, by the way, but he's the first one to make concessions. And the first one to make concessions is always on the losing side. And he made his public. So he's willing to scale back big time on the original demands of the Democrats. So go with the clean CR if and only if Republicans agree to a one-year extension of Obamacare premium tax credits that are set to expire on December 31st. And keep in mind, it's the Democrats who are the ones who originally put that expiration in back when they had full control over Congress and the White House during the first 2 years of Biden. So this is their expirations. So this was the compromise for Schumer. Fine, we'll sign your CR if you extend the tax credits for Obamacare premiums for one more year. Trump waited exactly one day to respond, and then, boom, he dropped the hammer. He basically just said, how about this? Why don't we blow the whole damn thing up? We all know it's not working, and we're not doing this anymore. So he posts on Truth Social, stop sending hundreds of billions of dollars to money-sucking insurance companies. Send it directly to the American people so they can buy their own health care. Don't send the money to corporate profiting insurance companies. Send it directly to the American people so they can spend it as they see fit. And by the way, we already have this in many states. You have something called an ESA. It's an education savings account where the government sends you money to a special account that can only be spent on education-related items, tuition, books, supplies, etc. So think about the genius of this. If we had something like a national HSA, a health savings account, where the people get the money directly and then they can decide how to best spend it for their healthcare needs. I mean, think about like Bobby Kennedy getting involved with that. I mean, it could potentially unleash a free market renaissance in healthcare. But beyond that, think of the strategic genius here when it comes to the shutdown. Now Democrats have to argue against giving money to regular Americans. Trump has painted them in a corner where they now have to defend insurance company profits. The very same corporations that more and more of the population have grown to radically distrust, not to mention the fact that progressive Democrats have run around for decades demonizing them. Now they actually have to defend them. And Republicans are not wasting any time to pounce on the center. Rick Scott from Florida immediately confirmed that he is already writing the bill that's going to make this happen. He's proposing HSA style accounts, so healthcare savings accounts, so Americans can choose their own plans, free market healthcare, right? Personal choice, competition, driving down costs. And the poorer you are, the more money you get. Who could possibly be against the? Oh, yes, wait, the Democrats. They have to be, because it would blow up Obamacare. And they're already spiraling over this. Senator Chris Murphy's calling the president's proposal nonsensical. And online liberals are having an absolute meltdown over it because they know this is it. They know this may indeed be the silver bullet in more than just a shutdown. And if you listen to their arguments, they all literally boil down to one fundamental premise. The people cannot be trusted. The people may spend their money on junk coverage or junk plans. In other words, we Democrats know how best to spend your money. Again, I think Republicans are smelling blood here. Lindsey Graham is out there calling Trump's plan, his words, quote, simply brilliant. And Graham is a good barometer for right or for wrong, for how Senate Republicans are going to respond as a whole. Now, of course, on top of all this, as we've been talking about all week, Trump's brilliance goes way beyond possibly ending this government shutdown. We've talked about how data from Tuesday's elections showed that while Republicans actually showed up to vote in very impressive numbers, that wasn't enough to defeat the Democrats along with left-leaning independents. And if you're asking, well, wait a minute, aren't there right-leaning independents? The answer is, of course. They're even bigger than left-leaning independents. In fact, they were the ones who helped Trump amass the single biggest landslide victory for a Republican in two generations. So what happened to them on Tuesday? Well, either they didn't show up or many defected over to the Democrats. We're talking disaffected working-class voters, Latino voters, Gen Z men, all who came out and voted en masse for Trump in 2024. They either stayed home or they defected to the Democrats. And the bottom line reason is because they felt betrayed. They felt as if President Trump, who they love, is nevertheless more interested in the Middle East than he is in Middle America. And they feel like their concerns about affordability and about cost of living is largely going unaddressed. And they're really starting to freak out about their healthcare premiums. And so this shutdown is giving Trump an unprecedented opportunity to pivot precisely to the America First domestic policies that attracted so many disaffected independent populace. If he can effectively do that, and it does look like he has every intention of doing so, right? He's ordering the DOJ to investigate big ag meatpacking corporations who he's accusing of colluding to drive up prices. He's talking about introducing 50-year mortgages for young people, not just 30, but 50-year mortgages to bring prices of mortgages down to help young people pay for their first home. Young people are going to end up living longer anyway with all the healthcare advances. And now the latest, he's directing the Senate to send Obamacare dollars directly to the people instead of big insurance. Absolutely brilliant. It's exactly what Trump needs to do to reinvigorate the Trumpian coalition that won and will always win in a landslide. So we'll keep our eyes on how things develop here. But once again, the Democrats just witnessed to their horror, there is no one like Trump. God bless, guys. Enjoy your weekend.